This is Drive
with Roberto Peroni
on the BBC in Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
So you're on the Inner Zephyr on the way to maternity. You can't get there through traffic, and you think the best option is to pull into a pub car park.
Yes, well, you never know. You might get time for a swift off.
And what was your wife doing in the background? What was she saying?
I think it's a bit confused why I decided to go back. She wanted to stop exactly where we were, but I'd actually taken the wrong turn, and we were on an even narrower country lane. So there was no one nearby, so I had to turn back. I think all she could think about was giving birth. She didn't think about anything else.
But we can't mess with women who are about to give birth because they are the fairer sex. They know exactly what we're doing. We just go into some sort of blind panic. She sees you going backwards towards a pub, and I'm thinking, you're lucky she didn't give you a mouthful.
Yes, yeah. I'm not actually 100% certain what she was thinking as we were driving back to the pub.
So what was going through your head, Gavin, when it became clear that, you know, the pub car park was where you would have to step up to the plate and deliver your baby?
Well, I was in denial for a fair chunk of it, so we phoned the operator, and she was giving me instructions on what would happen, and I was in complete denial. I thought the ambulance, the paramedics would turn up in time to deliver the baby, and it wasn't until the waters went, it dawned on me that this is it. And I remember staring at the barmaid, at Steph, who she'd come out to help, and I wasn't saying anything. I just looked at her as if to say, you're going to step in and do this. And she must have read my eyes because she just turned away and left me. So there I was. The operator was asking, could I see the baby's head? I was saying no. And I could actually just see some of our daughter's hair. And I was just in complete denial, saying, no, I can't see it, I can't see it. And then my wife shouted back, you must be able to see it. Something along those choice words. And so I had to accept my fate there and then and say, yes, I could see the baby's head. And so I was then given some instructions on what to do.
Because you've just painted a picture there, and I just go back to when my two kids were born, that minute when the head pops out, because as a fella, you don't know what you're doing, where you are, or what's... Because it's a miracle that's happening, but you can't quite get your head round it, can you?
No, and I always thought I wouldn't want to be down at the business end, but it wasn't so bad. And now I've had time to reflect. I sort of wish I'd carried on and delivered the baby completely. So I delivered my child's head, and then I saw the ambulance coming, and thankfully just before my wife Lisa had to push again, the paramedic just took over in time.
Praise the Lord. I know I'm getting a lot of messages from people saying, what about the car? Was it in a mess?
Well, believe it or not, I had, for some reason, I don't know why I thought of it, but I just pulled out a picnic blanket, which had a plastic coating underneath, and I laid that down, and Lisa got on top of that. And so when I returned to the pub the next day to pick up the car, I sort of tentatively stepped up to it and peered in, and there wasn't any mess. And it wasn't until I got home and I actually took the blanket out, I made the fatal mistake of actually unfolding the blanket, and then I saw a lot. And let's not go there.
So, I mean, did you have a name for your little daughter before you arrived at the pub?
We had a few names, none of which involved Bella. I think Sophie was probably going to be number one choice.
Zafira would have been a nice name.
Yes, yeah, someone said that to us, Bella Sophia Barnaby, but we just thought that might be taking it a bit too far.
Getting Beds, Hearts and Bucks talking when you're going home.
This is Drive.
BBC Three Counties Radio.